Well, I agree with Jim. I mean, let's just deal with the budget. The big philosophical talk can go some other time. As for this boogeyman of how bad this budget is, nobody here still has looked, unless you looked at this chart, has dealt and looked at these expenses and whether they match or not, okay? So the budget is straight line. We have spent more money than we earned. That's flat out. No, there's no mumbo jumbo, no formulas, just this is what we spent and this is what we brought in, and we spent more than we brought in. We're in a deficit, and it happened last year.
Where do we get the money that we don't have?
We're spending it. Luckily, we got a bequeath last month, so he could cash that out to make payroll, okay? You know, we're just twirling. And I've been saying this for months now. We're going to run out of cash in the end of the year, which is what's happening right now. But the fact is that this has nothing to do with the formatting of the budget. This has to do with not looking at reality. Last year, we were in a deficit, and if you look at the numbers, at the expenses, like 90% of them are things we don't have control over, like the utilities for the tower, like the tower rental. So when you look at the things you can't change, and the revenue you can't manufacture, it's not like the national made them cut personnel. When you have expenses that won't go anywhere, and you have revenue that ain't going anywhere, the only fungible thing is, well, you have to cut personnel. Well, you know, it wasn't saying you have to cut this person or that. There's no other place to get money from, okay, if you want to be on the air. So that's the way it was done. It has nothing to do with the bad formula. I urge everybody to just look at these numbers before, you know, whatever.
3.5 minutes.
Well, I suppose, Kim, I'm just making a comment to Kim. I suppose that comes down to the difference of philosophy about what kind of a station this is. I see in the last couple of years, last decade or so, the staff kind of considers KPFK a jobs program, and our purpose is to provide jobs to them, which is why programming sucks, because that's the purpose of KPFK, is to create great and exciting programming, but we don't have very many people at the station that even know how to do that, and the ones who we're paying to do that do a job. They may think they're the cat's pajamas, but they don't have a lot of other people out there turning on the dial validating their opinion about themselves.
I'm just doing the numbers, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I know. We either focus on being a jobs programmer, or we focus on creating great programming, and we haven't done the latter, and we focused entirely on the former, which is why I think do not believe we can afford paid programmers. If they're not carrying their weight, they're not earning their money, and their politics have legal life to be desired.
I'd like to call for order today. This is way off the agenda. And that we're looking at multiple emotions, not pontificating. So,
what? Look at you, we let you get pontification.
So, I'd like to call for
all of this. Wait, are you good for it?
Thank you.
Madam Chair, did you ask me if I was finished?
Yes.
Mr. Burr? No. You've been addressed.
I just want to point out that, okay, so this, the history. So the budget got taken away from the OSC last year, and a budget was created. So when that budget wasn't realistic or adhered to, did it get amended? I don't think so. I don't think anything got done with it. It just got ignored. And that's my point. Is that, you know, if we're going to do this, I mean, I don't want to waste my time on the Finance Committee. If we, you know, we need to actually have a back and forth that actually is real. And I don't know how to get there exactly, but something has to change or else we're spinning our wheels and, you know, I'm getting ignored. So.
Okay, Steve, would you and other members of the Finance Committee be amenable then to passing the budget, but with the contingency, and understood, this has to be more than good faith. For you, this LSB members of this committee, part of my agreement too, of that finance committee, meet with Bernard and look for ways that you can begin to cut.
I've tried that for 2 years.
Well, right, forget about it. Right now, forthcoming over the next couple of weeks.
Now, this is a budget, you don't have to tell.
But yet, when we find some savings, that will show up next year when we do this. Because we've made some adjustments to whatever was originally proposed and approved, but we are going to be closer in alignment than where we are today. And that has to be really a good faith effort on both sides. Between what you see needs to be done and what Bernard says he needs to do to operate the station. And along with that, we can't add new things that we want to do. I'm sorry.
Okay, we will move to our last session of public comment.
Are we going to vote for that? We didn't vote for that.
We vote after the vote.
We're going to have 10 minutes to have a discussion.
We
had an initial public comment.
We
tend to
already call that. I added 10 minutes,
mostly
10 minutes prior to public
comment. Yeah, but that issue wasn't voted on.
It was voted on.
Before you proceeded. That includes the comment.
It's a point of order. Or when public comment, in order to honor our, which I wish to do, to honor the time for public comment, it puts us beyond the time we also called for an end of the meeting, which is about...
We
extended an item. We haven't extended. No. That wasn't the motion.
That wasn't.
I would ask that to be read back then. You're going to be technical because that wasn't the motion.
It was
to extend that item 10 minutes.
Only.
That was all. Not to extend the meeting.
That's right.
Now, if people want to extend the meeting, we've got to vote to do that. And that's why I'm raising my hand, because if we're going to vote on the budget, then we
Michael has already said that public comment would be after public comment before the vote.
I know.
We didn't call in to adopt the agenda.
Yes.
And so that means we have to resolve the agenda.
I
try to make it very clear. I said it was item 10, which is the budget. What it says is extending item 10 to 10 minutes and then continue with the rest of the agenda as adopted. 7.5 minutes of public comment, 15 minutes for a final vote. That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's what I asked you.
I know what's going on, the tactics to sabotage.
What's going on here?
I urge everybody here to not vote for this budget. For many, many years, since I can remember, I believe it was 97 when I began to get involved with KPFK. The board has been derelict always, not adhering to its fiduciary responsibility, always signing the dotted line. John, I request that you resubmit your motion so that it gets voted on today. We want that fat to be eliminated. You know what I'm referring to, the paid programmers. Remain steadfast, please. And so I want everybody to do the right thing. And if we are going to instate a procedure or process to work between the finance committee and the manager, this has never been done. I accept that this needs to be done. Then let's put a motion. But do not vote for this document, which is in no way reasonable, logical, and feasible. And if our expenses are 74% when I opened up earlier tonight explaining that, then we are doing a disservice to me as a listener, to the foundation. If Pacifica National Board is going to vote this, then let us be on record that we did not vote for this document. Let's have the courage and let's do the right thing for once. Thank you.
I am a professional psychologist. I'm also a decent observer. I have good hearing, and I wrote down what I want to say real quickly, that it appears to me that this 2.5-hour process is a rush, maybe a setup,
right,
to decide, make a decision. Okay, to avoid, therefore, transparency, becoming responsible for a budget, having ability to complain about it later, saying we didn't like it. There is so much conflict, so much difference of opinion which is perfectly fine, but we need time. We need somehow time and set up, whether it's other meetings or not, I don't know what it is, but something so people can discuss, negotiate, compromise, tolerate whatever comes out of it. But the way it's being set up right now, we got to decide tonight, 2.5 hours, it doesn't make any sense. Other thing I totally agree with is that we should have a lot more public, more dedicated individuals to come to these meetings instead of coming once and never coming back. So you have the same people coming because we really care. We really want you to not just take something and do it because you have to, but because you want to.
Thank you.
I had friends who were lucky enough to live through the Palm Springs, and when the Arab Spring came along, I cringed and the blood was in the streets. I sat with 400 or 500 other people last night at the top of Wilshire in Westwood, and our favorite Q-tip was trapped between two socialists who would never name themselves a socialist. Radical revolutionary socialists who would never name themselves a socialist, but we sat there for a couple of hours. And I felt sorry for our favorite paper program. I barely listen to this radio anymore because it has nothing to say to me. It has nothing about my future. I guess I'm just too young for the crap that we're broadcasting. We have an infinite amount of supply in our listeners' bank account, especially now that they're old. We need to tap that by doing the kind of programming that I witnessed last night. 400 people who understood what the speakers were talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Good programming, produced programming, not health network.
I'm looking at the document submitted by Michael. I think for the way forward, I would plead that the suggestion made by Jim.
Can I give him that?
Talk into the top of the mic. Like
okay,
you.
That the right suggestion the made by Jim that the budget is approved, no. That you have the chance. It should come respect. When corporations fail, the first people who are blamed are the workers of the place. And I hear that kind of language here this evening, that let us just cut the workers, let us give them less, let us turn them into... It is not the language I expected to hear in the meeting of the local station board of Pacifica. Everyone is talking about funding, and here the general manager is sitting, it's about 9:30 today, instead of people strategizing on fundraising, which continues tomorrow. The members of the local station board finance committee, as recommended by Michael here, although that was not done on this occasion, that there should be a way of working together with the management to come up with funding. What I hear from some of my respected members of the LLC from the finance committee is severe criticism of this budget. I think this budget should be passed, and all the recommendations being made should be tied along with the budget in the process of review as time goes on. And it should be stagnated to the process of discussion, not to pass this budget. Excuse me, I just made my comment. Please, it's for everybody. You are not supposed to respond to me.
Public comment.
The motion do not come to the
I want to agree with my friend Maria, what she said at the beginning, if you remember it. And of course, you've heard most of our comments before. Not new. The thing is, to do something about it. I don't think you can deal with all these motions in this evening unless you want to stay a long time more than 10 minutes. And I don't fault Michael, for example. He did present these things earlier. It wasn't the meeting. But the point is, good intentions or not, most people are not aware of those motions, and there isn't time to deal with them, plus the other motions. So you have to deal with the budget one way or the other. I just want you to know, in the past, when we had provisional passage of budget, as against rejections or acceptances, it didn't make any difference one way or the other. Of all three that happened in the past, in my experience, and that was the end of it. And the national, which includes all of our representatives, did what they were going to do. So maybe the best thing is to pass it with an attachment of some of the suggestions, so-called amendments you have, and hope that they'll be taken notice of by the national.
or else have another meeting. Like, you can't deal with all this fairly in the time you have left.
Have another meeting.
Sorry to be so mundane about it, but I don't see it. It's not fair.
Yeah. Thank you. And I vote for it. That will complete our final public comment. So we'll move to the next item. We've got 15 minutes for final vote on the motion for amendments to the budget. The first motion that was on the floor was that was stated was Dr. Wenger's motion to eliminate two positions. One would be an operations director, two director positions, an operations director, a development director, and all paid programmers.
And that the GM would have four.
Within an amount of time to be determined by? Yes.
Within an amount of time to be determined.
And saving shall go to a full-time youth department.
Correct. Right, and saving shall go to a full-time youth department. Are you seconding?
No. I'm seconding.
Are there any objections?
Wait a minute. At least you can understand this. We're not going to get a chance to debate the motion. They were made. We now go right to a vote. Is that the way it works?
No.
Okay.
All right. What I talk about.
Go ahead.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to discuss things. First of all, I want to say that Michael's motions are not from the Finance Committee. They are motions he made all by himself.
We're on a different motion now.
I'm responding to what Neely said that he thought that he brought a motion from the Finance Committee.
What am I going to say?
Chair, can we focus on one motion at a time, please?
Yes, we are.
Go ahead.
What are we doing here right now? What's on the table?
Mr. Lafferty is speaking right now.
But he has a reasonable question. I'm in confusion. What's on the table is the question.
I don't know if anyone else other than Bernard has had this opportunity. I've actually had the opportunity of being the general manager for 9 months at the station. And I can tell you, and I've talked to other general managers around the country, and I've talked to other general managers. I've been at the station now for 22 years. And I've talked with other general managers over all those 22 years. And I don't know any of them that could have done what this motion suggests and still have the station function. It's absolutely insane. Number two, with respect to getting rid of the paid staff, look at the Arbitron before we just thought
staff, not staff,
please.
Programmers.
These are staff.
Programmers.
These are staff. I'm talking now, John.
Yeah, but I mean, the motion is
still talking.
Then I guess you won't like what I say. The staff that you want to cut, those who are paid to be on the air, those people are paid to be on the air, look at the money they bring in during the fund drive. Look at the listening audience that they have compared to any of the unpaid programmers. And ask yourself whether or not the station, I mean, if you want the station to go into the toilet financially, I know that nobody ever talks about how to make more money around here. It's all about not to do anything. Let's just cut people. Let's just give up. You know, I may not be a fan of all of those programs, but I'm a fan, frankly, of two of them, and I can tell you what they bring by way of prestige to the station, listenership to the station, I mean, money to the station, is not made up for what I do after 22 years on the station as an unpaid program. So the motion is a death knell for the station, frankly. I can't imagine any general manager taking the job
if that was the way the station was going to run, nor could it be run that way as a mechanical. Okay. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
We're looking for one in favor.
Okay. One person in favor of the motion to debate? Make your vote.
Microphone, please. Given Jim's vehemence with regard to the paid programmers, not paid staff, paid programmers, I'm going to move to divide and separate these two into two separate motions because I think that these should be considered independently on their merits. And so I hope there's a second for that. With regard to the paid programmers, we reached dividing the separability of reallocating the money for the two directors and having Bernard take over those two positions and to take the savings and apply them first to the deficit, if there is one, and if there is, if that results in a surplus, then we'd apply it to the paid news department. But with regard to those paid programmers, I've been looking at those numbers, and frankly, they don't bring in that much money. Jim, I ask you to prepare those numbers for us and okay. give us a report as to exactly how much money and how much profitability are. Maybe we can revisit that next month. So that's why I want to move to separate into two, the reallocation of the director's money to the budget deficit and or it's available to the surplus and to the paid news department.
Just if I'm at degree to attorney.
No,
you can't do that. Excuse me, you can just separate as a matter of vote, how you vote on it, right?
The motion to separate is a valid motion at this point in proceedings. It requires a second.
And even if it's the motion maker, sir?
Yes. And it wasn't clear to me where it's being divided because, well, the multiple elements.
Can you clarify to the secretary, please?
Yeah, the motion to divide is to consider the two components separately. Component one is to reallocate the two directors' salaries to the rest of the budget, that is to say, the budget deficit, and if that creates a surplus, then to the paid news department. Component two is to eliminate paid programmers.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion to divide. Undebatable, right? There's no debate on that.
Okay. Is there any opposition?
You're objecting to dividing the motion?
No.
Okay.
I want to discuss these motions. I didn't get my chance to discuss it.
Now we're going to take one.
There's an objection to dividing.
Right. Is there an objection to dividing that motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion is divided into two parts.
You have to vote on it.
Okay, so we will take the first part. The first part is to eliminate the operations director and development director position and reallocate those funds for
those duties.
Those duties.
First the duties and then the funds.
First we allocate the duties and then the funds to the deficit. And if there is any surplus, that surplus be allocated to a new department.
Right.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion?
Yeah.
We can have a conversation. We can have some.
Are we voting?
I'm just asking for commencing with something in the debate.
We had one in favor, and we had one opposed and then one in favor. The maker of the motion was the speaker in favor. He then moved to divide.
And we
said at the end of the discussion.
No,
we
call the question. I call the question.
No.
Call the question.
Okay. Those in favor.
I'm calling the note to pay.
We have a roll call vote on this, please.
Thank you.
Okay, what on what? Well, it's called
on
motion.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
You want a roll call
vote
on this?
Right now, it's a motion to. I called the question, and the question is: does the body wish to do that?
Does the body
wish to vote on that without further debate?
Please.
And then we get to John's point.
Okay. So the first motion: if you please raise your hand. If you wish to
call the question,
eliminate
and debate.
And if you wish to end debate, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, yes, to end debate. Opposed. One, two, three, four, five, opposed. Abstention.
Can we speak all the questions all again?
No? Debate. There's no debate. We just voted it out. Okay, so...
He wanted a roll call on the vote.
Okay, roll call vote. So you are voting on...
The first of the two.
Yes or no to eliminate...
The two director
positions of operations and development, and to have those duties reallocated as well as those funds reallocated towards the deficit, and if that supplies a surplus, that surplus be reallocated to the newsroom.
And the duties allocated to the general manager.
And the duties of those two director positions reallocated to the general manager.
So I think where you can allocate them.
This is a roll call vote.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankine Antarum.
No.
Fred Blair.
Fred?
No.
Lydia Berthon.
No.
Stephen Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Epstein.
Tej Graywall. No. I'm sorry. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Nancy Kazar.
Epstein.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Steve Fry.
So answer the question from now.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
What number? Ron Spriesterthoff.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
Is there any member I neglected to call? Okay, the yeses are.
Fails 12-2.
The yeses are 3. The noes are 12. And there are 2 abstentions. That's yes is 3, noes 12. Abstention is 2.
Motion fails. We go to the next motion, which is the second part. Which is to eliminate all paid programmers' positions.
You want a roll call vote on that?
Yeah, roll call vote, please.
Okay. Is there any... We had a debate on that.
Yeah,
okay.
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote. To eliminate all paid programmers.
Yeah. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankine Antarum.
No.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Berthon.
No.
Stephen Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Nancy Kazar.
Okay.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Steve Fry.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spriesterthoff.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
There are... The yeses are 3. The noes are...
10.
13. The noes are 13, and there is 1 abstention. 3, 13, 1.
Motion failed. We move to the next motion. That was on the floor, which is that was tabled, which is Lawrence's, to restore the election. Do you want to go ahead and restore the elections budget?
Right, to restore the elections budget last year, and we room for increase necessary there. Increase the budget as originally have the budget as initially made to hire the local election supervisor and conduct the elections without the extension. The extension is made it more expensive. So
yes, I got it.
So
wait, is that a budget or a scheduling motion or both?
That's a budget.
No, it's not about whether to have extensions. It's just
He's only budgeting the amount that was originally budgeted without the
right.
Do I
have a number?
26,507.
That's what the local station had to pay, right? Call the question. Roll call vote.
Are there any objections?
The point being that in 2014 there are no elections, so why would we be having it in this budget since the elections that are supposed to be happening right now have already been approved in the previous budget?
That's the question.
I mean, we've been dealing with this in the elections committee. Exactly is the breakdown of where each station is allocating its budget.
Okay, I'll explain. What happens is because these last elections happened late. They were budgeted perhaps for the year before. I'd have to go back and look from the year before. But they were paid in this fiscal year. But they were for the last election. That's just the way it happened. I mean, it's already done. It's paid for these last elections. There's, why are you frowning? Look at the actuals, Lydia. Just take a look at them.
That was something I passed 2 years ago.
As a member of the National Finance Committee and a member of the National Elections Committee, we're trying to get clarity from the CFO, from the actual, not necessarily at each station, but from the overall actual, what was spent on the from the fiscal year 2012 and what was spent in the fiscal year 2013 on the 2013 election.
Nothing was spent in ours.
There was money budgeted in the fiscal year 2012 that was meant to cover last year's election. Last year's elections, however, were delayed and then extended so that some of them took place in the current fiscal year. We're still trying to clarify how much of the money that was spent in the current fiscal year came from the 2012 budget and how much was from this current fiscal year 2013. You may wave your hand and tell me how much was actually spent, but it doesn't address the pertinent information, which we're still trying to get from the CFO, who just completed the audit of 2012. So we'll have the figures shortly. How much of that election was paid for out of fiscal year 2012 and how much was paid out of 2013. That will then clarify what remains from fiscal year 2013 to cover the 2013 elections, which are about to begin, and how much will be necessary to add in fiscal year 2014 to cover the rest of the cost of the election that's about to be held. Also delayed, we don't know if it's going to be extended.
We're past time on this item.
The manager could maybe elucidate us in terms of whether this is in the budget.
What Michael said is correct.
So I guess I would go to withdraw. Well, I mean, it belongs to the body.
So you and I can make the same motion next month.
Just for FYI, you know, point of information, you're going to pat, you want to approve a budget with no expenses in for the election. It doesn't matter when they were spent, there is no money, so you put it in the budget, okay? If it's not in the budget, it's not in the budget. You're passing, you want to approve a budget that has no election expenses in there.
Right.
That's all.
Michael's motion is our next.
You're the question.
All those things. Good luck with that.
Okay. Well, I made a substantive motion. The substantive motion was to approve the budget as presented. Except I do have the proviso that I would like to vote on this one first. Move an expenditure of $6,000 to the cost of the local election supervisor be added to fiscal year 2014. Move that expenditure of $6,000 to the cost of the local supervisor be added to fiscal year 2014 budget during the course of the first quarter of that budget.
I'll second that.
The other motion I had was to approve the budget as amended.
I seconded that already.
Okay, let's start with the first. You want to mess up the motion here?
Yeah.
Okay, the first motion is.
I made a substitute motion for that.
For $6,000? Okay, go ahead.
No, I made a substitute motion that did not get approved until these expenses were dealt with.
That's right.
Yeah, but
so mine has to get passed first.
Right?
You can look at my substitute, but I'm substituting for approving. I'm saying do not approve until all these line items, expenses, have been addressed.
So that's the people that are what I did with
that on that.
So the first one is to add the $6,000 for a local election.
Well, my substitute includes the whole election. So there you go.
Okay. So we'll vote it and address Tim's motion.
Yes. Roll call. I call the roll call.
Okay. Can you please restate your motion?
Okay. I move that this budget not get approved until all the expenses are looked at and dealt with based on the actual. I've handed this out to everybody, and I mean, I'll repeat the line item. Okay, nobody cares, so I will repeat it on in paper and submit it as a thing. Everybody has them, they see my comments, they're based on the actuals, which the budget is not. So I move that these all get addressed with factual numbers in the budget before being approved.
Call the question.
My no vote would mean that I don't support that.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
We'd go back to the original vote. Yeah.
Correct.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Ankine Antaram.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Berton.
No.
Stephen Brooks.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Abstain.
What?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Nancy Kazar.
Yes.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
John Parker.
No.
Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Priestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
Abstain.
Fred Blair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, the yeses are
seven.
The yeses are seven. The noes are eight.
Oh, can somebody
we have passed. We have absent.
Some of us have.
And we have two. The abstentions are
two. Eight, seven, two.
Motion failed.
Yes. Yeses are seven. Noes are eight. Abstentions two.
Right. Motion failed.
Okay.
The next motion.
The next motion on the...
Thank you
very much. That was the last motion. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Move that expenditures of $6,000 for the cost of the local electric supervisor to be added to the fiscal year 2014 budget during the course of the first quarter of that budget.
Call the question.
Wait, what is it about?
Adding $6,000 for the cost of a local election supervisor to the fiscal year 2014 budget during the course of the first quarter of that budget.
First quarter?
Well, yeah, what's the first quarter? And
October 1st,
December
31st.
We don't have a budget
in order. Screaming and yelling? Please, I can scream and yell the best of them. That's what we're going to do. Are we going to raise our hands?
I have my hand raised.
Can we?
And we don't start talking. We will put out of order.
As opposed to dividing $6,000 over the course of the entire budget, it asks that the money be placed in the first quarter. That's the first 3 months.
Right.
That's October 1st to the end of the fiscal year, at the end of the calendar, December 31st, October, November, December. If that's the period of time in which we're going to have a local election supervisor that might not have been covered by the money we made. So that's what I'm motion is. If you disagree, just so no.
We're separating it, but this is a separate motion to issue. So this is just adding the $6,000 as the first quarter.
Yes.
So there's a motion on the floor to add $6,000 in the first quarter of the budget.
For local election supervisor.
If you are in favor of adding $6,000 for local election supervisor in the first quarter of the budget, please raise your hand.
I've not raised. Just a bit.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, yes. No. Can we count our yeses one more time, please? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yes. No. One, two, three, four. No. Abstention. One, two. Abstention.
No. 10-5-2.
Okay, the motion carries.
Now the motion was to pass the budget as just an amendment.
Call the question.
No.
Seconded? Yes, it's been seconded along. Call the question.
Roll call vote.
Okay, roll call vote to approve the budget as amended.
I want the name.
Point of information.
You just took Bernard's budget into deficit, okay?
Yeah.
Point of information.
There's a point of information.
Nobody here has any bloody idea of what they're doing.
Thank you.
So I'm taking off.
I agree with
his
vote.
Being appropriate, again, we suggest the point that was never made into a motion, but I offered before. That is that we approve this budget, but have an amendment to it that the Finance Committee and only the LSD members of the Finance Committee confer with Bernard to see if we can cut and meet those actual and satisfy the issues of the Finance Committee.
How about raise more money, too?
Well, that too, whatever it takes. But basically, we're going to have to make some paring down, obviously.
We don't know
that. But the raising is conjecture.
The raising is going to be
the possibility, but that may not be reality.
Because we have the same argument last year.
I know, but I just want to know, is that appropriate? Could I add that?
That sounds weird, so it may be on list already.
Well, never made a motion.
Can I make it as a substitute motion?
Yeah, go ahead. You can make it anytime. No, but we got to get the budget, but we got to have assurances that they will meet with Bernard to bring this in line. That's what I'm talking about.
They have tried. It's too late.
Okay, but
You recognize me. Yes, he made a point of information. It's not a motion. It's a point of information. You can't now make a motion having said you want to make a point of information.
Well,
That's what I want. You can't make a motion after. Right. You can vote. Until there's nothing on the floor. Right. Like after the vote, you can make that motion. Yeah, you can do it. Okay, yeah. Okay. Roll call vote. So there's a roll call vote to approve the budget as amended. Chuck Anderson. Yes. Hunkinen Otterham. Yes. Fred Blair. No. Lydia Brisson. Yes. Stephen Brooks. No. Chris Condon. Done. Ariana Blackie. Kim Kaufman.
What are we voting on?
Approve the budget?
As amended,
yes.
No. That's an unbalanced budget. No, thank you.
Nancy Kazar. Jim Lafferty. Yes. Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Fry.
No.
That was a no?
That was a no.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yankee.
Yes.
Are there any members present I neglected to call? The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there is one abstention.
Right. Good job.
Yes, 10. No, 5. Abstain one, Madam Chair.
Okay. Shameful! This is shameful!
The motion carries.
I'd like to present an amendment to the motion that just passed. And again, is that the Finance Committee, with a legitimate complaints or issues, meet not just once, but however long it takes with the GM on a regular time set schedule to bring their budget in alignment with what they need to see and what we need to have as a closer to a balanced budget.
I can't support that. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to direction.
I have my hand down. It's too late, Lamont. It goes up to the National Finance.
It's too late, Lamont. It's too late.
Can you get the light out?
the objection?
There's a motion on the floor.
I thought you were going somewhere else, but I can't support that because inherent in how you've stated the motion is that you don't like the budget that was passed and you want a new budget.
Right.
And it's because you've... I know, but
that got black and white. There's gray math. And there's some areas...
What you said is you want the finance committee to meet with the general manager to come up with a different budget than the current one. Your terms were bring it into balance. I have to think it is in balance. You see, so that's why I can't support it.
Okay,
if your motion was to have all of us visit some of these broader questions that you have raised, that Michael has raised tonight, I think that's a good thing to do, and we ought to do it. But I don't think you intended it that way, but your motion, if you pass, would in essence say what we just passed by way of a budget is meaning.
No, that's not what I'm saying. So that's what you're interpreting.
Well, I don't know.
Steve, I'm going to have to help you restate because I want to get it as accurate as possible.
Well,
this is the intent, and then the wording we can create. The intent is this, that even though we passed this budget, there's some real problems with it. And we're passing the budget, as I said, even though it's after the fact, but to get the committee to work rigorously to trim the cost of putting the proposed or the budget of something into alignment. We know that the budget changed over the course of the year. We get unexpected additional money, something else happens we didn't anticipate, Kim even noted, might be the transmitter, it might be someone who gives us extra money. So what we've approved may not really next year be our actual for this past year that just transpired. So what I'm saying, suggesting here, is that this finance committee, to the degree that yes, it should be to meet with the budget committee to meet with the general manager within 2 months to review
in preparation for the quarterly review.
That's the quarterly review anyway.
Well,
we do that, but I want a little bit more than just a quarterly review. This is why I raised it. I mean, it would be, if at all possible,
to
make some alterations.
Let's work it out and bring a motion next month.
I'd be happy to work with you on it.
Only if that's acceptable.
Why is the rest
going to be less members than they are?
No, because they see the budget. They've worked through the budget. It's been their assigned task in some ways that the rest of us have not seen.
I
respect what they've done. I also respect the fact that we do need to get a budget passed. So how can we best reconcile those two differences?
We just passed the budget.
We have a meeting next Monday.
So the meeting is adjourned.
So next week.
Thank you everybody for coming this evening and making forum. Next week the meeting is at Brown Community Center, 7825 Southwestern Avenue.
South LA.